Welcome to the Carol Reitberger Show, where each week you'll hear a new topic dealing with health and wellness. Carol will be taking your calls and answering your personal questions. And now, here's Carol.
The more we learn about health and wellness, the more that old cliche is, what you eat is how it affects your body. And that is so true. What you eat is what you become. So true, so true. And while we all know that eating well is really important, very few of us really know what foods we need to eat in order to protect our body and then to be able to cultivate that optimal health that we're all looking for. So what I'm going to be doing today is I'm going to be sharing a lot of wisdom with a very good friend of mine and fellow Hay House author, Dr. Susan Smith-Jones. And so we're going to be talking about superfoods and everything. But first of all, let me say hello to everybody and thanks for joining me today. I'm your host, medical intuitive Carol Reitberger. And superfoods, home remedies, how to use foods to heal your body. And going to be a very, very exciting show. And Susan's going to be sharing with us the things that we should have in our cupboards, in our kitchen, to be able to keep ourselves healthy and to improve our health. I actually met Susan at an I Can Do It in Tampa, Florida a couple years ago. And, you know, you see people all the time, but there's some people that you just lock onto. There's a vibrancy about them, a beauty about them. There's a kindredness that's there. And that was the way I was when I first saw Susan. It was just like we had known each other for a long time. And I thought, oh, my gosh, how healthy she looks. And then, of course, being able to see auras, I could see that, oh, my gosh, she's healthy on the inside like she is on the outside. So what we did is we had an opportunity to sit on a panel at the I Can Do It in Florida, and we started talking. And as I watched her, the thing that impressed me the most is she really walks her talk, and she is so passionate about what she does. And then, you know, as kind of women always do afterwards, we're talking at the close of everything about who we are and age and all these things. And when we were talking about that and Susan shared the age, I mean, I just had to pull my jaw off the floor as how young she looked in her skin and the vitality of that in her hair. And so I was drawn to her and I just basically said to her, Susan, I want to know everything about you and what you do. And that's what always has kept me connected. And when she's got this trilogy of books that are out that we're going to talk about, in fact, her final book is in print right now, I thought, what a great opportunity to share her with all of you as listeners, because we have so much stress going on, it's very important for us to stay healthy. So let me tell you a little bit about Susan. She's a nationally recognized author. The trilogy of books are through hayhouse.com. Her first book includes Nature Foods, which is a handbook of the latest research on superfoods, Health Bliss, a natural food health guide that includes a simple 21-day approach to eating healthy, losing weight, and having the vitality that you're looking for. And I need to do a personal testimonial. I have done this on my own. It is phenomenal, the difference of energy that I have. And then her latest book that's going to be out very shortly, she'll tell us about that also, is Recipes for Health Bliss. Now, this book is the recipe book that's full of a full color, 150 colorful photographs, and it reveals the secrets to preparing irresistible, nutrient-rich meals. Now, how many of us think that so often when we're going to have to eat foods that are really good for us, they're going to be bland, they're not going to have any flavor, we're going to get bored with it? Well, let me tell you, just from her Health Bliss book and the recipes in the back and the flavor and the way she combines spices and everything, I can't wait for this new book to come out. This book is going to also take it a step further on how we're going to be able to trim those pounds off and then create that vitality and health. And when you go to Susan's website, I'm going to have her share that. One of the things is she has the most gorgeous long blonde hair. And I thought, you know, I have short dark hair. And I thought, boy, if I eat the right foods, can I get blonde hair? So I just laugh at that one. Anyway, Susan's a holistic health consultant. She's a motivational speaker. She's an award-winning columnist. She's a Pulitzer-nominated author. In addition to all of that, she is the most enthusiastic, bright light that I have met in a long time. So, Susan, I'll tell you, honey, everything I said about you is just so true. And thank you and welcome to the show, and I appreciate you joining me today.
Well, Carol, thank you. I think that's one of the most generous intros I've ever gotten. Thank you so much. I love to be with you.
Well, you are welcome. I mean, just you're so multifaceted in everything about you. You live what you share, and you just, you know, it's the kind of that walking advertisement that if we eat right and we give the body what it needs, and, you know, you talk about lifestyle choices, and in the book on the health bliss, you talk about the importance of love and the healing power of it. And what I really enjoy about your work is you combine everything. It's not just, you know, the foods. And then I have to tell you, and all of the listeners out there that are kind of like me, this exercise, you know, we hear about this. I love your sense of humor and how you talk about exercise as being, let's get real, and how a little bit of exercise goes a long way. So anyway, very, very good. Now, I know today you're going to be talking about the natural remedies, things we should have in our kitchen and in our pantry to be able to help heal the body. But I really think it would be of value to the listeners if you can go in and let's just kind of go through each one of your books. Does that work?
Oh, that sounds great.
Good, good. When your nature food book, you talk about nature foods, plural book, what you do is you talk about these superfoods, and there's actually 50 superfoods that you discuss in detail. But the thing I found so helpful is that you have a chart in this book that can show you how the different foods really impact your body. For example, I went in, and you know, we all know we should eat these green leafy vegetables, but what your chart showed is that what they do is they help mollify arthritis, they prevent cancer, they stave off heart disease, support weight loss, boost immunity, enhance vision, slow the aging, ooh, love that one, beautify your skin, increase the antioxidants, but also they improve your brain function. Now, you know, we've heard that, but I didn't really know if that was true.
And that is one of those foods, green leafy vegetables, where you notice the bullets go all the way across. And since your audience won't even know what we're talking about, let me just clarify. Volumes 1 and 2, 1 is the healing power of nature foods, and volume 2 is health bliss. In each of these books, I recommend the 50 most important foods you can eat. So there's 50 in the volume 1, 50 in health bliss. Together, there are 100 foods, because I didn't want the book to be too thick. And I give you 2 to 3 pages on each one, why it's good, and other lifestyle choices, like why we need to drink more water and get more sleep and spend time in nature and make sure we work out on a regular basis. But then in the middle of each of these books, there are 2 pages that you're referring to now that are great to photocopy and put in your wallet or on your refrigerator, because I list each of the 50 foods down on the left. And across the top, things like you said, helps with arthritis, cancer, heart disease, looking younger, beautifying skin. So you can look at the food, look across, see what it's good for. So, for example, maybe one day you wake up, you know you need to go to the market, go to your refrigerator door and decide, maybe today I need more energy, I want better brain function, I want to boost my immunity today. Then you look down and you see where the bullets are placed. And you know exactly what foods to put on your grocery list or to take out of your wallet when you're in the supermarket. Because my goal for almost 4 decades is to educate people to be vibrantly healthy. I've never had to take medication in my life. And it's because I know what to eat and how to live to be vibrantly healthy. And my greatest passion is to teach others to live the way I do, to be vibrantly healthy.
You know, a very interesting thing that you said is that so often when the body gets to the place where it's having some kind of ailment or an ache and pain, it is so easy for us to go and just take something over the counter, go to the doctor. But it really is as simple as just eating the foods that work on the part of the body that needs that support, isn't it?
Isn't that the truth? And it's not only just eating the foods, but let's just say, and we'll get into this later when we do natural remedies, but let's say you have a skin disorder like eczema or psoriasis. You can still go into your kitchen, make double or triple strength chamomile tea. and chill it in a spray bottle and spray it on the skin disorder to help take down inflammation and redness. So, and that's why my natural medicine chest is in my kitchen. And when I was a teenager, long story short, I got really sick. My dad died unexpectedly. For the following year, I ate everything in sight, gained tons of weight, had terrible allergies and acne, and was really depressed. And my grandmother, bless her heart, took me under her wings, and she taught me how to take care of my body from inside out, from head to toe, in a natural way, because she had never taken medication. And then I was convinced that, you know, I thought she was that kooky health nut grandmother, but after a month on her program, 100%, I then worked with her. I was her protege. People would come to her from the neighborhood, the block, and the community for serious ailments and simple things like a cut or a bug bite. And for years after that, she taught me what to do, and then I studied and learned what to do. And because of her wisdom and guidance, and it's because of Fritzi, my grandmother, I've never had to take medication in my life. But there are simple things that we should all have in our natural medicine chest and our refrigerator to eat so that we can help heal our body, because our bodies were designed to be self-renewing, rebuilding, rebalancing, rejuvenating. And so we can heal our bodies or just improve our health to be vibrantly healthy.
You know, the body is a magnificent instrument, and the fact that it's always seeking to self-repair itself, isn't it?
It is. It's, to me, the body is a miracle of miracles, and God has blessed us all with this amazing body that truly takes care of itself. And all it asks of us is just to give it the right raw materials that it needs. You know, here's a quick pharmacy analogy. If you went to your local pharmacist and wanted this him or her to create some medicine for you, they wouldn't be able to do it if they were denied the very ingredients that they need to make some pill or tablet. And what's amazing is we have our own internal pharmacist that is completely natural, custom-tailored to work for our own body with magnificent effectiveness. And it just asks one thing of us, and that is the right raw materials that it needs to manufacture all the internal medicines that you need to get and stay well. And it was, Carol, it was Hippocrates, the father of medicine, more than 2,400 years ago, who said, "Let food be thy medicine, and medicine be thy food." And Ralph Waldo Emerson said, "Health is your greatest wealth." And so God's given us this gift of a beautiful, miraculous body. And then one of our gifts back is to take loving care of our bodies.
You know, so many times we get so darn busy being busy that, and then, you know, I know even as my personality color, I live so much in my head. But we get so busy, or we live so much in our head, or we're trying to solve so many problems, or we're worrying so much, that honestly, a lot of times we just plain forget we have a body that is basically needs its own fuel, it needs its own rest, it needs everything, and yet it still works with us and works with us and works with us until one day it's kind of like it says to us, "I don't know what to do anymore. You're not giving me those raw materials that I need." And then what it does is it has this little blip, as I call them, the radar, and it may be some aches and pains, and it isn't punishing us, but what it's saying is, "Let's just stop, get back in your body, give me what I need, and I'll give you what you need."
You know, that's the truth, absolutely. And all of a sudden you think you're doing well and you're handling all the stress you have well, mm-hmm. but then one day you get a cold or a flu or can barely get out of bed or are perhaps really depressed. And it's not that it happens overnight.
That's true.
Yeah, it's not that you're healthy one day and sick the next. Often things are taking place within your body. And then when you choose not to take the time out from your schedule to live a balanced life and to get the sleep and drink the water and to work out, then what will happen is your body will say, you know, whatever your name is, but dear person, dear soul, I think we need to do something so that you will stay in bed for a few days and really rest.
You know, it's interesting you say that because as a medical intuitive, always looking at a lot of the other underlying currents about it, I will talk to people that are, you know, get a cold or something, and then they have to take bed rest, and I'll say to them, did you just ask your body and the universe to give you this time off, to give you permission to just get out of the craziness? And when they think about it, they go, well, I did. And I say to them, well, you know, you just didn't wake up sick this morning. This has been an ongoing process. And, you know, you should bless your body, give it what it needs, and then it'll be back and treating you the way that it, you know, is designed to do. I saw an interesting article in Consumer Health, and I did a teleclass on diabetes, both type 1 and type 2. And in this particular article that they had, they actually showed what different cultures eat. And Susan, when it showed the American family, and basically it was a family of four, that seems to be what the average is, and it showed the foods that we consume in a family of four on a week's period of time, 7 days, I was absolutely amazed at the quantity of food that we eat, but foods like pizzas and Diet Cokes and fast breads and these, you know, Pop-Tarts and all these things that we eat. And I kept looking at it and thinking, where is all the fruits or are the fruits and vegetables? And then it showed the Hispanic culture and all of the things that they eat. And again, it was just amazing. And then it showed the French and how there was cheese, but there was all these fruits and these vegetables and all these things. And I thought, oh my gosh, so often people will say to me, you know, Carol, buying good food or whole food or superfoods or organic foods is so expensive. It's so much easier to just buy these processed foods. And when I read your book, I passed it on to everyone in my family, and I said to them, look at, when you really look at the results based on Susan's books and based on what we eat and that convenience factor, it really is amazing that our body still works with us, isn't it?
Isn't that amazing? I know. And I like everything that you just said. We need to get back to what our grandmothers taught, I'm sure most of us, and that is to eat the real food and not the fake food. And I'm often amazed by the Okinawa health secrets. The extraordinary good health of the people of Okinawa has attracted media attention all around the world, and to the delight of those elderly Okinawans. In case anyone listening isn't aware, Okinawa is a string of islands in the southwest of Japan, and they have a higher percentage of centenarians, and that's people living to at least 100 years of age, than anywhere in the world, and they have really low rates of heart disease and cancer. And they've got all these secrets that are now coming out. And one of them is that they love to work out well into the 80s and 90s. And they walk and they have strong family ties. And their elders are respected. And their diet consists mostly of simple, satisfying, whole, natural, plant-based foods, such as whole grain rice and noodles and whole grain breads and other grains, topped with generous portions of foods like bok choy, mushrooms, and other fruits and veggies. And they like to eat beans and seeds, nuts, and a little bit of fish and a little bit of eggs. And when they eat poultry, it's not in large amounts because they consider it a condiment, more like a side dish.
Isn't that interesting?
I know. So I love to look at them because I think that they have lots to teach us.
Well, and they do, and you know, also, when you said that they look at meat as being a condiment, really when we look at our culture in the United States, you know, that old part where meat and potatoes people, meat is really a primary part of who we are. And it isn't about not eating meat, is it, Susan? It's about eating controlled quantities of it and then adding all these other wonderful vegetables and salads and fruits and the things that, you know, here in the United States, we're just blessed with our agriculture that is now very organic in many cases, just to be able to stay healthy, isn't it?
Yes. In fact, animal products are some of the hardest foods to digest. But when you couple them with green vegetables, especially the leafy greens you talked about before, that makes it easier to digest the animal products. So it's important on any one of your plates, whether it's breakfast, lunch, dinner, or a snack, to strive to create a rainbow of colors, because it's the colors in the foods that give us the most nutritional value. In fact, most of the foods you eat in terms of plant-based foods, it's the color that gives you the most nutrients. And I'm not talking about artificial color, but I'm talking about real plant-based color. And in fact, here's a really good way to think about nutritious food. Produce is the most important health care that your money can buy. And Fritzi, my grandmother, used to say, honey, you always want to look to nature for what to eat, because in nature you won't find ice cream trees and potato chip bushes and donut vines. But the more naturally colorful your meal is, the more it will be abounding in the nutrients that your body needs to keep itself healthy.
Well, you know, and I was going through your Health Bliss book and looking at all the things that you broke down, and, you know, that you give such wonderful descriptions of the foods and why they're important. And one of the things we hear so much about dark chocolate, so I was going through it and I was thinking, okay, well, what does Susan see around dark chocolate? And then lo and behold, what you do is you write in here that it provides an impressive amount of antioxidants. And then I go into dates, and then we go in and I looked at kale. I love kale, and you know how this is kind of the king of calcium. So if any of us are having any kind of bone issues or osteoporosis, everything in your book basically goes in, and it just gives you a description again as to why it is healthy for you. And it picks up where the nature foods left off, doesn't it?
Yeah, yes, it does. And plus, each of those first two volumes have different recipes, although the grand dame of recipes is the third volume, Recipes for Health Bliss, that's in full color design. But you're right. My goal is to educate everyone to at least begin with the foods you eat. You know, the body reflects the mind reflects the spirit. So the body's a great place to start. And many of us have been making the wrong choices every day by consuming foods that were never intended for our miraculous bodies. And the cool thing is, you can choose to eat delectable foods that just happen to also be potent medicines that heal the body and to help restore vibrant health. You just mentioned kale. Kale has more calcium in it, ounce per ounce or pound per pound, than any animal product you could eat, you know, more than dairy milk. And well, even protein. People don't think that there's much protein in greens, but think about this. Where do the gorillas or horses or elephants, where do they get their protein? The cows, right from the leafy greens.
Well, and it's a medical intuitive that liver is such an important, you know, part of who we are. And I know from the work that I've done, certainly not to the degree of you, is that liver loves greens. It loves greens. It helps it with doing all of its functions. And we think of the liver as, you know, just maybe doing one or two things, but that liver does 7 to 12 different things that it's about. And I say to people, feed it greens. And when I look at your book, it goes back and it just validates all that. Talk to me about this new book that's coming out. When is it going to be released?
Well, it will be back from the printers very shortly, in about a couple weeks. And then, you know, it often takes, so you can order it right now at hayhouse.com. And in fact, what they're doing is, and you can order all three books individually, and that would be $53. But when you buy all three at once, they're calling it the Blissful Living Set. They're giving you $18 off, so it's only $35 for the set. And this new book, it's a four-color design, beautiful. I actually sent you the interior of it, so you know what it looks like.
Oh, it is. It is just beautiful.
Thank you. And over 150 color photographs of the recipes and the foods. And while I have, and I've been a culinary instructor for over 25 years, and I teach culinary classes all around the world, but besides recipes, in the middle of the book, there's an intermission. And instead of going into the kitchen to get something to eat, you'll probably stay right there and read the chapters on exercise and the best water and how to detoxify and rejuvenate your body and how to get the best sleep and the best ways to stay motivated to exercise and a whole section on sprouts, why they're good for you, how to grow them. There's a chart there like I have in the first two books. And then I have how to raise healthy children. So it's for the whole family, a wonderful three-book blissful living set.
Well, I know that Louise Hay, both of us being Hay House authors and spending time with her, very, very mindful of what she puts in her mouth and how she cares for her body. And, you know, she probably wouldn't appreciate me telling her age, but I'm going to tell you that she's over 80 years old. And if anybody has a chance to look at Louise, her skin is vibrant, her hair is vibrant, she has a vitality about her, not only mental acuity, but so forth. And she is such an advocate for your work and what you bring forward. And the thing that when I had talked to Louise at that I Can Do It, and we were talking about you, so there you know, Susan, we were talking about you, one of the things that she said about your work is, it's simple, it's practical, and anybody can do it. And I think that's really what we're looking at, you know, in this day and age where we don't have enough time. Sometimes we don't feel like we can come home and fix a nutritious food. But I'm so anxious to see the new book and the recipes that you have and, you know, to see how I can learn more. And the fact with sprouts, the fact that you take it from book to book to book and you offer one thing in one book, one thing in the other, and then the final, this other book, hopefully not the final book, but this other book talking about sprouts and how important they are. Just a wonderful work, and I know that, you know, again, any of us that spend any time with this is something that we really can see the vitality. I would encourage all of the listeners to go to hayhouse.com, Google under Susan Smith Jones, go in and look at her books. What a wonderful deal that they're offering you to be able to get all three. They make great gifts. I will tell you, my girls have them. My mom, who is 85 years old, is now converted to this, and the foods that she's eating, and my dad, it's just a wonderful thing. So, again, I encourage you to go to hayhouse.com. What I'm going to do, Susan, is we're going to take a short intermission at this time, and what I'm going to do is we're going to come back right after this commercial break. We're going to talk about these natural remedies because they're so simple, and yet they can do so much. So please stay tuned. I'm going to be right back, and we're going to continue the conversation with Dr. Smith, with Susan Smith-Jones, Ph.D. That's where I got the doctor part of it. And again, a wonderful wealth of information, simple, common sense things we can do to help our body. So stay tuned. I'm going to be right back.
Remember, you can podcast or download any or all of the shows right here on ContactTalkRadio.com by visiting each of your favorite hosts' page.
How would you like to learn the hidden meanings behind illness and see how a medical intuitive views illness? You can by joining medical intuitive Carol Reitberger each month on her teleclass series, Your Health. Each month, she'll be featuring a different health issue and sharing the contributors behind it. You can register online at www.reitberger.com. That's www.reitberger.com.
Well, welcome back, and thanks for joining me today. If you are just joining me, I have a very special guest, an author of three books. The latest one, Health Bliss, is going to be coming out very, very soon. She has a trilogy of books. They call it Blissful Living. And my guest today is Susan Smith-Jones, Ph.D., recognized author and authority on how can we eat right to feel better. And it's been the first part of the show has been a lot of fun. But what I want to do now, Susan, is let's go in and let's talk about these home remedies that we have that we should all have in our cupboards.
Oh, I would love to do that. And let me also mention that right on the homepage of my website, SusanSmithJones.com, in that coral color box, you can click there and read excerpts and book reviews and read the first 30 pages of this brand new full color book. And there's lots of detail on the books right there on my homepage. And everybody, Carol, should have a natural medicine chest in their kitchen. And there are a few things you always want to have in your kitchen. You want to have an aloe vera plant in your windowsill, because you can cut off a leaf of the plant and scoop out the gel, and you can put it in smoothies to help your digestive system. You can rub it on skin that might be inflamed or itchy or scratchy, or maybe you have a sunburn or a dermatitis. You can use it if you have hemorrhoids in that special private little area. You can put it on gums of your teeth if they are hurting. If you have a pimple or a cut or a wound, aloe vera is great.
You know, it's interesting. I have a granddaughter who has muscular dystrophy, and one of the metaphysicians or holistic practitioners that she worked with, when, ever since she was a little baby, had her drink aloe vera juice. And I will tell you, Susan, the whites of that child's eyes are as clear as can be, and her health and vibrancy, we do know that aloe vera has tremendous healing qualities.
I wouldn't be without aloe vera ever. And I even buy it in a liquid form, and I put it into my juice or my water or perhaps a smoothie every day. But I do always keep a plant there right here on my windowsill in case I need it.
Great idea. What else food we have?
Now here's something that's interesting. If you ever have a bee sting or a yellow jacket sting, the first thing you want to do is you want to remove it. You want to remove that little stinger gently by using a dull knife or a credit card, a low interest rate credit card. And then you grab it. Now, here's one reason to have Alka-Seltzer in your home, and this is the only reason why I have it, is you take then a tablet of Alka-Seltzer and you moisten it slightly so that it starts fizzing, and then you apply it to the sting. And the Alka-Seltzer contains baking soda, and that reduces inflammation. And it also has aspirin, which relieves pain. And then the fizzing allows both of those substances to go beneath your skin and helps to provide immediate relief.
Isn't that interesting?
Yeah. Now, speaking of a bee bite or even asthma, but it's amazing what you can do with onions. Of course, you can eat them, but if you want to stop the stinging and itching of a mosquito bite or a bee bite, you can rub it with onion. Just cut a little piece of onion and rub it on the bite, and it's actually an anti-inflammatory that's so powerful that many doctors recommend using onions for asthma sufferers who want to breathe more freely. And even if you have a splinter, Carol, you can also use an onion, because when I was a child, my mom would take a sewing needle, light it with a match to sterilize it, and then she'd cut into my splinter and often hurt me, but not get the splinter out. But you can take a small postage stamp-sized piece of fresh onion and place it on the padded part of an adhesive bandage and then wrap that around the splintered skin. And then by morning, the onion will have drawn the splinter to the surface, making it easy to remove that little splinter with a little pair of tweezers.
My gosh, how many times, I'm sure all of us, as listeners, including me, I'm taking notes like crazy. We have all had that time where we've tried to get that out with that knife, and it never comes out. It breaks it off. What a great suggestion.
But I have hundreds more.
Well,
so
let's keep going.
Now, they say whatever doesn't kill you makes you stronger, and that probably applies well with cayenne pepper. Now, you know, cayenne peppers, you know, you use cayenne and hot things and Tex-Mex dishes. But if you get cold feet easily, you want to sprinkle a little bit of cayenne pepper or cayenne tincture, a couple drops, into your favorite moisturizer and rub that on the bottom of your feet, and your feet will stay warm for hours. But here's another reason you want to add cayenne pepper to your diet. Because obesity is so epidemic in our country, there are different ways, and I call it the three-prong attack against obesity, and this is why three more ways why you want to have some cayenne pepper in your kitchen, because eating cayenne pepper helps fight off cravings. They've done studies that show that if you have sharp-tasting foods like these hot peppers, it overwhelms your taste buds, cutting off cravings, so start with that. There was a study I read last month about and it was a study in the Netherlands, and they gave a group of men 0.9 grams of ground cayenne pepper, either in a pill or in tomato juice beverage, And then 30 minutes later, they turned the men loose at an all-you-can-eat buffet. And then they compared the men who were given a placebo and the men who had the cayenne pepper reduced their food intake up to about 16%. Oh, and then thirdly, when you eat cayenne pepper, it requires energy to eat it because, it burns calories, and that's what causes the heat in your body, and that itself burns about 50 extra calories a day. So that's why I always have a little, it's also great for the circulation in your body, great for your heart, and it actually has been found in many cases to help paradoxically heal ulcers. So I take cayenne capsules every day. I also sprinkle a little bit in my juices.
What a great, great suggestion. In fact, one of my shows that I did, I had a listener that was talking about the cold feet that she had all the time, and I hope she's listening to this show because what you said with the moisturizer and keeping the feet, what a wonderful thing. Something as simple as cayenne pepper that we should have on the shelves, huh?
I know. Now, and also, that is great for arthritis. When you go to a pharmacy, and I've seen commercials about this on TV, you'll see that there's an ingredient in many of the arthritis topical creams called capsaicin, and that's the heat element in cayenne pepper. So if you have arthritis or achy joints or muscles, what you do is you just make your own, cream, adding a little bit of that cayenne pepper or the tincture, and rub it on those achy joints, and it goes right below the surface, and it desensitizes your nerves, and that's what takes away the pain.
Absolutely, and then you don't smell like you've got in the gym or anything.
That's right.
Now, what else should we have?
Well, let me talk about the essential oil of lavender. And you can learn all about these in detail if you go to my other website, that's susansremedies.com. In fact, there's a way to learn about my 15 favorite herbal remedies that everyone should have in their natural medicine chest. It's my starter kit. But lavender oil, we all know what it is, but most people don't know it's the most popular fragrance ever used in aromatherapy. And it's got a real calming essence to it, and it's treasured all around the world. Now, you can put it in sachets or put a little bit on your pillowcase to help you sleep better. That's a nice way to use it. You can transform your bath into a luxurious spa by adding a few drops of the oil. It's used often in Alzheimer's clinics because it helps to keep the patients relaxed. It's great to use in a baby's room, in a simmer pot or a diffuser, or if you have hyperactive children. I have a ritual every night before I go to bed, and I put 6 to 8 drops on my pillowcase. But, Carol, if you ever get a really bad sunburn, here's what you want to do. You want to take a spray bottle with purified cold water and add about 6 drops of essential oil of lavender and shake it up and spray it on the sunburn area. And you'll just feel wonderful because it relieves the pain, protects against secondary infections, and it's also a perfect antiseptic. If you get food cravings that you would like to temper, then you massage your temples. Because often food cravings are usually a reaction to stress. So the next time you're a little bit tense and you need to relax and maybe not, eat everything in sight, rub a little bit of that lavender into your temples. If you're like I am, though, and you've got really sensitive skin, apply a very thin layer of maybe sesame seed oil or coconut oil, and then put the lavender on top of that. And finally, if you get headaches, and this is what my grandmother used to do, Fritzie, to relieve headaches, and this is the needleless acupuncture way to do it. You massage a drop of essential oil of lavender between your thumb and your forefinger, and then you rub that, and you'll have quick and easy headache relief.
Isn't that amazing? My goodness. So I know that we've, here in Northern California, we have beautiful lavender farms, and we all go and, enjoy that part of it. But there is so much now that's coming about that essential oil of lavender and how beneficial it is. And this is something that's been used for hundreds and thousands of years, isn't it, where in Greece they actually used this?
Oh, these, and most of these I'm recommending, have been used for thousands of years, literally thousands of years. Ginger is anti-inflammatory, anti-aging, and what it does, too, it's the best go-to herb if you have any kind of nausea, and it's been around for over 7,000 years. Mm. Every morning I start my day before anything else with a big glass of hot water, to which I've added a couple slices or coins of ginger root. When I used to fly before, you know, in days gone by where you could actually bring your own water on the flight, I would bring ginger water. But now I bring ginger capsules. And if I do a long flight and, you know, just in case there's lots of turbulence, I'll take a capsule of ginger every hour when I'm flying to help prevent maybe air sickness. It's great for any type of nausea, motion sickness, morning sickness, and it's really one of the best anti-inflammatories for your body, along with a spice I bet you probably have in your kitchen, and it's called, and it's not turmeric, it's turmeric.
Turmeric, okay.
Yeah, did you know that that's a good anti-inflammatory?
Oh, I do. In fact, with what I've been dealing with my own body, that is something that was recommended. Before I got your books, and then when I got your books and I started understanding the importance of it, is because one of the things with C-reactive protein, when you get it measured, it's a marker for for inflammation. And that was the first thing I went to, and it is unbelievable what it's done to help me with my C-reactive protein levels.
Oh, isn't that wonderful? Well, you know, it's used in cultures like India, China, Japan, and Korea. And it's wonderful in foods. You can sprinkle it in bean soups, vegetable and rice dishes, and of course it's part of the curry blend, but it is medicinally recognized as a powerful antioxidant, but it also supports your joints, it helps your gallbladder and your liver. It's great for digestive health, so a little bit of that in your food helps you digest your food, like peppermint or chamomile tea after a meal helps you with digestion. But and when you buy turmeric, don't buy it in large amounts, because light through the jar and air help to take away the color, the aroma, the fragrance, and the medicinal quality. So you want to buy it in smaller amounts and have it in a dark glass jar.
Very good. Well, I do know, and that's one of the, with where we are, whether it's the stress or the foods that we're eating, so much of what we eat with being processed, our bodies really are allergic to it. And I know that when you go in, and I work with people, there's so much inflammation that is running prevalent now. So the remedy of being able to use something like that, and then the ginger, that's something that I've learned from traveling so much, is that you're eating late, or you're eating not always the foods that you'd normally eat at home. And I found the ginger is great for settling the stomach.
Yeah, definitely. And it's the gingerol, it's G-I-N-G-E-R-O-L, in the ginger that relaxes the blood vessels and helps calm the body and quells inflammation associated with any kind of arthritis. And I even use ginger in my, because I have a private practice. People used to go to my grandmother since 80. I have a private practice where people come to me and need to know what to do naturally to heal whatever. And when people say, Susan, I want more hair to grow on my head, I recommend ginger. And simply, here's what you do. You take 1/3 cup of sesame oil in a small glass or stainless steel pot and heat it up and remove it right before it boils and add 1/2 teaspoon of ginger powder. And you massage it into the scalp, wrap it with a hot, wet towel. If the towel cools down, heat it up again and leave it on for about 1/2 hour, then wash your hair. And you want to do this 3 times a week. And the sesame oil helps to cleanse and nourish the hair follicles. And the ginger promotes circulation of the blood, which carries nutrients to your hair. And in about 4 to 6 weeks of doing this 3 times a week, you'll see more hair coming in.
Interesting that you would say that. Because one of the things that I know, everything we put in our mouth, everything we put on our body has to go through the liver.
Yes,
and as you're doing that, I mean, my goodness, you know, just these over-the-counter things or these processes that cost so much money. Something as simple as sesame oil and ginger and being able to do that, that can grow more hair. Absolutely amazing. What else? We've got a couple more minutes, so let's see if we can add a couple more.
And then don't forget, at susansremedies.com, you'll have all of these in detail. Here's something everyone should have in their diets: more cinnamon. Now, we all love the fragrance, and it conjures up thoughts of maybe the holidays, but medicinally, studies are showing that it helps slow aging. It's an anti-inflammatory, but it also is wonderful to help balance out your blood sugar levels. And I find ways to put cinnamon on everything, especially sweet foods, because if you're diabetic or pre-diabetic, you want to eat more cinnamon. Carol, I take capsules of it daily. I put it in my smoothies. I put it on my food. And as you and I talked about once before, I always put a cinnamon stick in my water. And one tightly wound up stick will last for about 2 days. And then when it opens up, you throw it away or put it into the soil in your garden and add a new stick. But you can transfer it from glass to glass or bottle to bottle for a couple days and then get rid of it, replace it with a new one. And it gives a wonderful faint taste of cinnamon, which is very healthy for your body.
Absolutely amazing. So let's go back before we start winding up the show. So what we can do, tell them again, Susan, how can they, what are your websites? And then I know they can get in touch with you then. And then please give the names of each of your three books again. I know they're available through hayhouse.com.
All right.
So how can we get in touch with you and learn more about all this?
All right. Well, if you want to learn more about all my favorite natural remedies, and there are a few hundred of them, go to susansremedies.com, and then you can learn more there. I've got three brand-new Hay House books that make a complete set. Volume 1 is called The Healing Power of Nature Foods. Volume 2 is Health Bliss. And Volume 3 is the four-color, beautiful recipe book called Recipes for Health Bliss. They're available. You can get them anywhere now, Barnes & Noble, Amazon.com. But only through Hay House, when you buy the three-book set, will they give you $18 off. And their telephone number, it's toll-free, is 1-800-654-5126. 1-800-654-5126. But if you go to my website, my other one, SusanSmithJones.com, right there on the homepage in the coral box, you can click there, and then you can read book reviews and excerpts and endorsements and easy ordering. Or you can click right there on the homepage under new books and scroll down to recipes for health bliss. And there you can read the first 30 pages in color of this brand new book. And Carol, you can find two of the recipes, probably two of my favorite in the book, and they're healthy brownie recipes, double moist, rich chocolate brownies that are high in fiber and are literally good for you. And it's all posted right there on my website, SusanSmithJones.com. And you can click on new books, scroll down to recipes for health bliss, and you can find everything you want to know about this book and all three of them.
Now, see, for all of us just that are chocolate lovers out there, what a wonderful way to end the show and talking about, you know, we can eat foods that are good for us, that still have that chocolate, have that little bit of sweetness to it, but it's good, healthy sweet that basically our body can use. Susan, it has been absolutely wonderful. I could just go on and on and on with you. Again, you can learn more about Susan's Remedies at susansremedies.com. Go to hayhouse.com, Barnes & Noble, or Amazon, and look for her books. And as always, I've been taking notes like crazy. I do that every time we have a show together. And I wish you very well. Any one last thought you would like to leave our listeners with?
I would say don't put it off any longer. Make a commitment to being as healthy as you can be. There's nothing more important than your health. And like I said earlier, Ralph Waldo Emerson said that health is your greatest wealth. Make that your top priority in life, because it's the best gift you can give your health, yourself, which is the gift of health. And everyone else in your life will benefit when you're healthier.
Well, thank you, Susan. Such a pleasure. We're going to have you back. I know that the listeners are going to enjoy the show and learn a lot from you. If you would like to listen to re-listen to this show or share it with a friend, go to my host page, carolreitberger.com. I mean, my host page on Contact Talk Radio. Click on Archives. You can listen to this show. You know what? Share the show with a friend. Share the books with a friend. And then help everyone around you become healthy. Thanks again, Susan. It's been a pleasure. I wish all of you a very wonderful day, and I look forward to seeing you next week on the radio. It's been a pleasure. This is Carol Reitberger.
You've been listening to The Carol Reitberger Show. Join Carol next week and every week at 10 a.m. Pacific Time on ContactTalkRadio.com. To contact Carol, visit her website at www.reitberger.com. That's www.reitberger.com. See you soon.